The Bartender Rant Podcast, DFW Bar Crawl, is brought to you in partnership with Herd Card Game, the card game for service industry misfits.
Welcome back to the Boilermaker Tapes.
We're back at the usual.
We are at the usual.
You know, do you know they have fresh juice here? Really?
They do. You can hear it being squeezed. No, I do. I gotta. We didn't do it on the last show, but I gotta do it right now. Shout out to the usual. Shout out to Jason. Mr. Pollard has been nothing but a mensch up until this point. He has put some good stories on wax. Told us about the pank drank, but
the pank drinks.
Honestly, he has been this unbelievable host.
Yeah, you and Tucker, honestly, man, letting us come and crash your
down at the
like
Algiers
this.
Club, man. We came to Dallas thinking Chandler was going to set us up with all these unbelievable guests, and we would probably do it out of her kitchen, mm-hmm. right? And it's been amazing to do it on site at these amazing rooms. Please, if you're in Dallas, you know the Algiers Club is a private members only club. But, you know, the usual is open to everyone.
Yeah, but DM us.
Yeah, we'll try to get you in with Tucker, but the usual...
DM us and we'll DM Chandler and she'll DM Tucker.
I got you. But, look, the usual is open to everybody. It's the oldest cocktail room here in Fort Worth, and it's just a beautiful space. I cannot say it enough. This is the most comfortable I've ever been recording the show, sitting here on this leather couch. But it's a beautiful room. Please come check this place out because they've been so kind to us, and I know they'll be kind to you as well.
Well, yeah, I mean,
unless you ask for a Remo Shin Fizz in the middle of the hot service,
if you are listening to the show and you've never been to the usual before, when you come here, please for me, order a pink drink.
Yeah,
just come in and just sit down and
I'll have a James. I'll have a James, please.
Or a Ramos Gin Fizz.
On the rocks, yeah. We're here with Ethan today. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
so
it.
So wonderful to have you.
I like how you almost told us welcome.
Yeah,
welcome.
I mean, you know, it is my job. It is. Someone starts talking and I say, welcome. Thank you for coming. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Yeah. You know, we always joke on the show about the lines that we all have stocked up, right? Like, hey, welcome. My name's Steve. I'll be taking care of you tonight. This is, you know, the shtick that you do, right? You know, one time I walked up to the table, and I have two exit ones. I have, you know,
this has to be
it's been
t-shirts.
A pleasure, and have a lovely evening. And instead I said, have a pleasure.
Have a
and
pleasure.
I told
have
an
a pleasure.
Entire family
to a family.
People, I told an entire family to have an orgasm.
That, honestly, we do need to make that shirt.
Yeah.
Have a pleasure.
Have a pleasure.
It's not as bad as telling a group of church ladies to enjoy their totter tits.
So you've been there.
Many times.
So Ethan's here with us. He's joining us for another unbelievable episode of the Boilermaker Tapes. Now, if you're one of our Patreon listeners, you already know the shtick. If you're a first timer, here's the deal. We take a shot of whiskey, we drink a beer, and we tell one great story. Okay.
Usually we do these like one at a time, but we've been doing these.
We're hitting them back to back to back.
We got maybe like 3 hours of sleep last night.
That's not bad.
No, it's been great. I love it. My frayed consciousness.
Those are rookie
week.
Numbers. You need to lower those numbers.
Rookie numbers. Down. That's nothing in this racket. You know, but no, we're happy to be back here doing another Boilermaker from the usual with the juicer in the background. And Ethan's going to bring us a great story. Ethan, before we actually lift this whiskey in the air and we get into the story, you know, when we do these Boilermakers, we need a name for our story. We need something to ground the listener to the story. So do you have a name for this particular tale?
I was actually thinking about that. Figured it'd be just one drink.
Just one drink.
Okay. All right. Well, let's lift this whiskey up.
Yeah, what kind of punk-ass bitch shots are these? Who poured this shit?
I mean, there's more.
Don't be rude.
Fuck you.
Cheers.
We only got one more after this.
In theory.
I mean, you could talk for hours.
Oh, we could keep going.
He does talk for a long time.
Okay, so starting
sorry,
up.
Stefan, the media daddy, actually had to talk me out of a fist fight last night.
Chandler was coming at me. She was like, Michael, go get your boy. And I'm like, he wants to fight me. I was like, let Stefan, he's not going to fight Stefan.
We were shooting pool at Mike's Gemini, and in my opinion,
great spot.
It's a perfect
what
bar.
What a fucking
There's
great spot.
Nothing I would change about
All
it.
All you did was play pool and eat hot dogs.
I wanted to die there.
And put,
I
mean, and put money on my there. Fucking tab.
They put
tab.
Me in the ground under the building, I would have died happy.
We were like trying to get rid of 40 minutes away, and he's like, I'm not leaving. Uber, I'm fine. I'm not leaving.
No, they kept trying to get me to leave. I'm like, there's a pool table and hot dogs. Why are we leaving this bar? I don't understand it. It's
I mean, that was my house yesterday. Hot dogs and darts, though.
Thank you. Yeah. We played darts.
Darts,
played
darts too. Yeah.
Anyway, Media Daddy and I were on the pool table, and at one point, this boyfriend thought I was hitting on his girlfriend, and really, I just can't stop running my mouth. All I was doing was like talking her through her shots. And that's just me being a dick.
No, you were trying to get with her.
No, truly, truly, he wasn't.
Truly, like, can't help
like,
myself.
Like Steve,
I don't
been,
know. I know.
And
he's
Stephen,
been in a committed relationship for 3 years, but Steve is like, I think, like you're unintentionally a ladies' man. Like you just, he just.
You're pretty.
I like talking. You know what it is? You know what it is? Men are not good talkers. That's what it is. Oh, I'm God, serious. No. Women are better conversationalists. I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm hanging out with the wrong women.
Anyway.
So.
Anyway, I'm serious. This guy's about, like, he's starting to get, like, upset. And Stefan kind of takes him aside. This is his thing. This is what he does. He's going to be annoying. So just, like, take it with a grain of salt. And all of a sudden, the guy calmed down. And he's like, okay.
Like, the only hole he's trying to get in is that corner pocket right there.
All right, Ethan. Tell us about the... What's the name of the story again?
Just one more.
Just one drink.
Just one drink.
Tell us about just one drink.
God, this was. So I'm not originally from here. I'm originally from Minneapolis.
Oh,
so
cool.
This was.
You're Twin Cities boy.
Twin Cities boy.
Are you a Vikings fan?
By default. I mean, by default, I'm just not. I'm not a huge football fan.
Are you a sports ball fan at all?
I'm a general sports ball fan.
You know,
Portland Timbers though. I lived in Salem, Oregon for. Years.
Did you like any of the comedy up there? Because like Cy Amundsen, you know,
I mean, there's a
Chad Daniels.
There's a ton
there's
of
so
comedy
many.
Up there.
Mitch is from up there.
We lived Mitch Salem. Hedberg's from Oregon?
No. Mitch Hedberg's from the Midwest area. But he was famous specifically in the Minneapolis area because he
used to comedy.
What's the comedy club downtown that I'm trying to think of?
You're all over the place. We're talking about Oregon.
I'm only talking about Minneapolis.
Okay.
Comedy clubs downtown. I can't even think about think.
It's on the tip of my tongue. It's okay. Anyway,
I worked at venues. First half.
Okay. Cool.
Fine Line, Triple Rocks, stuff like that.
Nice.
Did tons of stuff. So this was right after I met. This is like the day after I went on the first date with the woman that is now my wife. And what the picture I will show you later, she got that day after we first went out, first after our first date. So got done, like woke up for the day, did a bunch of, you know, random stuff around the house to, you know, get my life together because I had a day off. And then later that night, my buddy Bueller, Chris Bueller, I text him for the 100%.
Really? Bueller?
Yes, really Bueller.
Bueller.
Yep. Text him Bueller. For the picture, and he was like, you better say my fucking name right. So he texts me. He was like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, no, this is about 7 p.m. I'm like, nothing. Just, you know, I'm going to figure out something to eat for dinner. He's like, all right, well, let's go grab some food and, like, you know, have a drink. I'm like, I don't know. I just drank a lot yesterday. I'm kind of hungover. I'm not trying to, like, not trying to go hard.
I want it easy.
I want it easy. He's like, dude, no. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. We'll just have one drink.
Just one drink.
He used to be my security, like when I worked security, he was my boss doing security. And then I was working at the bar. We were both working at a different bar. I was doing security. He was bartending. So we've known each other for a long time.
I hate to interrupt you, but this is a good point. You have a problem saying no to Bueller, don't you?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Well, yeah.
We all have that friend, right, that we can't say no. Oh. I will gladly say no to this motherfucker. I have no problem saying no to him.
He won't say no, but he'll say fight.
But I'm telling you, if Brian Upshur calls me and goes, Steve, we are going to do this. I'm like, no, Brian, come on, man. I'm fucking dying.
He's like, no, but it'll be fine.
No,
we're just
Steve, we're going to do it. I'm like, fuck yeah. I can't say no to him.
Yeah.
I can't say no to this motherfucker.
Yeah, Bueller is power. Bueller is the... Bueller is the I can't say no to him for a yeah. lot of people. For a lot of people.
Oh, I bet. He's that guy.
Yes.
The last name carries yeah. weight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because every time you see him, you're just Bueller.
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 Bueller. So we went out to dinner. I forget the name of the restaurant, but it was right on the corner, like Nicollet Mall. They had these bacon chops. So thick cut pork chops with the bacon fat still wrapped around the bone, like grilled to perfection. Ooh. Also bone marrow. And for...
I love marrow.
Wait, what do you mean also bone marrow?
Well, they also did bone
they
marrow.
They do the bone marrow.
So like we had the bacon chops for dinner, but we also
but they
had,
did like the full dish.
No, they're the lengthwise femur, so they're nice. Like the
and
bone.
They split them?
Yeah, they're split.
Oh,
like the
my
bone.
God.
And for a dollar more, you could get a shot of 100 proof old granddad down the bone.
Ooh. I'm sorry. For how much more?
Like a dollar more.
What the fuck?
What kind of fuck?
Take me there.
If you're in town still, tomorrow, come to Clay Pigeon, sit at the bar. We'll do bone marrow shots. Bone marrow leashes.
Fucking
done.
Shit.
Eat some bone marrow, take a shot of whiskey down the bone
fuck
marrow.
Yeah.
And for a dollar more, yeah.
Shit, I'll pay for the shots. I don't give a fuck.
Oh my God.
All right. Anyways, so.
Is Bueller going to be there?
No, he's in Minnesota still. But so we go out, have dinner, and then we're like, all right, well, let's just, like, we'll have our one drink because drinks at dinner don't count.
No, those are.
It's like calories on the weekend. You know?
No, those are part of the meal. That's
yeah. So it's like two absolutely. Or three drinks at dinner plus a shot, you know, down a bone. So you get meat, butter, bourbon. So we're like, all right, well, he's like, we'll just have our one drink over at Morrissey's, which is where we both worked at the time. I'm like, all right, cool. So we go over there, get a Guinness and a shot because, you know, one drink is beer and a shot. It's one drink is two.
I love how it just keeps just getting out.
I mean, I already
you know, drinks at dinner, those don't really count. One drink is a beer and a shot, you know.
He's constantly here trying to justify it. It's like we haven't even asked him to justify it. He's like, guys, please let me tell you. It's not even two drinks, it's one.
You know, you gotta taste a few of the beers first, you know, to make sure you're getting the right one.
Yeah, you get, you know, like half pours of other things. Yeah, but yeah. You know, whatever.
I mean, if you're having only one drink, you got to get the right drink.
Yeah, you got to taste a few. So we're sitting there just having a drink. And I'm like, all right, I got to go. I already intentionally parked over by Morrissey's because I knew that was going to happen. I parked over at Morrissey's, walked the 7 blocks to the restaurant because I knew that's what we were going to do. He's like, oh, are you sure? He's like, we're all closed out here, but, you know.
Just one like, more drink?
Homie's over at Hammer and Sickle, a couple blocks away. Like, they just said they got there. He's like, I'm not going to keep you out very late.
But
and I'm
maybe,
just like,
whoa.
Maybe just wondering.
Just,
what was the name of the bar?
Hammer and Sickle.
Hammer and Sickle.
Yeah, this is...
That's a fucking... Listen, that's metal.
Russian vodka.
Is it metal or is it communism?
It was metal.
Is okay. it both?
I mean, dude, communism is pretty fucking metal.
Communism is metal.
Yeah, fucking
Stalin.
Obviously, Russian vodka bar.
Of course.
So,
communism's pretty metal. Hey, but seriously, like, jokes about communism aren't funny unless everyone gets them. Okay.
I knew you were gonna tell it. I knew it. I knew it was coming. Well, God damn it! Please.
It's the easiest dick.
You keep going.
These Boilermaker tapes are brought to you by The Usual. The Usual is Fort Worth's first craft cocktail bar. That's right. They started off in Fort Worth.
Goddamn.
This iconic wood, chrome, steel, and stained concrete industrial speakeasy was inspired by a visit to Chicago in 2007. Located on Magnolia Avenue in Fort Worth, The Usual opened in 2009 and offers all manner of slightly esoteric libations. Drop by for an old-fashioned or one of their innovative seasonal cocktails. Maybe even a pank drink.
Oh, I love a good pank drink.
Huge shout out to The Usual and Jason and the whole team there. They just made us feel so at home and gave us such a beautiful spot. to hang out and record all of these incredible Boilermaker tapes. If you're in the Fort Worth area visiting, or if you live there, please go by and spend some time with them. I promise you, you'll have a good time.
Very different style than the Algiers Club, but I will tell you, it is a special space. Just really, really cool space.
Yep. So thank you again to everyone at The Usual. Thank you, Jason, for putting up with our shenanigans. You can follow The Usual at The Usual Bar on Instagram. These episodes are sponsored by Two Hats Coffee. Two Hats Coffee is a mom-and-pop venture that carefully selects single-origin coffee harvest from Costa Rica and roasts the beans in small batches in the backwoods of East Texas. Pick your preferred roast, choose whole bean or ground, and order online. Costa Rican grown, Texas roasted. And don't worry, I got permission from both of the people from Costa Rica here to say that. So check them out at twohatscoffee.com. That's the number 2hatscoffee.com.
So we go over to Hammer and Sickle.
Fuck.
And I grab a cocktail. And then I
didn't
look
have
up.
To pay for it, obviously, but
oh, I paid.
I'm sorry. I'll stop. I'll fucking stop.
No, everybody Please. Paid for it.
I can't hear you over the sound of freedom ringing, Steve.
You know, one day we're going to do the podcast we were meant to do, which is us unpacking political.
So
ideology.
We were talking about doing two straight white guys talking into a microphone, and we just take a political subject, we do our research, and we discuss it.
Oh, so two bears, one cave.
Well, yeah, but no,
with
but,
less comedy.
Yeah, less yeah. exactly no
it's
comedy.
It's basically two bears, one cave, but it's not enjoyable at all. It's an hour of just straight hot fucking.
It's how it's how we get canceled. Anyway, sorry. So Hammer and Sickle.
Stop touching me.
No. So we go to Hammer and Sickle. We all know we both know everybody that's working and 90% of the people that are in the bar. So we're hanging out, having a drink, and then I look up at the board. So the board is infamous. There's a good side of the board. There's a bad side of the board. This is where the first bad thing happens. So the good side of the board is you can go in and you can buy your friends a drink. Either you can destroy them or you can let them have a good time. So the good side of the board is you buy yourself your buddy a Moscow Mule. Cool.
So when you say the good side of the board, the good side says Moscow Mule. And
yes.
Like a,
and it has does it have their name on it?
It's a big chalkboard with it split down the middle, right. And it says Moscow Mule
on the right. That's
on the
right
hand side. That's good.
It's cheaper.
It's just
a good drink.
Well, it's a Moscow Mule. So it's the good side of the board because I tell you that's good side
it's
of the board.
It's a reasonably fun, easy drink and drink.
Yes, easy to drink. Because
what's
when
on
you
the
find,
bad side of the board?
So I've never had my name on the good side of the board. So your buddy goes in, buys you like, hey, I want to buy Bueller a Moscow Mule for the next time he comes in. That he's got he has a drink on me.
Yeah,
and they write your name.
Yeah,
on
they
the
write
board.
Your name and then they tally. So
cool. Holy for Holies in Hamden used to do this.
So they write your
that's
name
so
down
cool.
and
so
they
you,
tally.
You're like, on the good side of the board.
Yeah. You want to be on the good side of the board. I've never been on that side of the board.
That's because your friends actually love you.
Yeah.
They don't assholes. Want you to have nice things.
No. So the bad side of the board is the Drago shot. Like Drago from Rocky.
Yeah, Drago. Yeah,
Drago.
I must break you.
So the Drago shot.
If he dies, he dies.
Is equal parts Jägermeister and a house made horseradish infused vodka.
I'm about that. Sign me up.
With a scoop of caviar.
Nope.
Dropped
all right, I'm out now.
I'm still in. I'm
Jägermeister,
still in.
Great. Horseradish vodka by itself, fantastic.
Those
especially if it's cold.
Sound like it could work.
Caviar, great. Those three together.
It's too textured.
How much does that shot cost?
Like $10.
Really?
It's like $10 to fuck with your friends.
Yeah, what that's kind of caviar is this shit?
It's not
this
good
is
a, caviar.
It's not sturgeon. Yeah.
No, it's it's not sturgeon.
It's fucking salmon caviar. Yeah,
no, so. It's not salmon roe. It's it's like black caviar, but but it's cheap. We all know it's cheap.
It's like a tiny boba tea that I don't want to drink.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Tiny boba tea. Go fuck yourself. with the little straw. The little straw.
Oh, God. That would be, it's the saltiest, spiciest, wormwoodiest garbage you've ever put in your entire body.
So you
So I see my name up on the board, and I'm just like, fuck. Bueller.
Because you don't have to admit to it, but if somebody else sees you, they're like...
Yeah, you could go in, and you could go in multiple times.
Because they don't fucking know who you are.
Well, no, they know who I am, okay, but they're fair, like, fair. If you aren't, you know, feeling the shot, we're not going to make
fair,
it
fair,
the
yeah.
shot. So Bueller sees my name, and he's like, Ethan, back of the neck, because he's like 7 inches taller than me, and like has like 250. Well, he's like, I'm 220. He's probably 280.
How tall is he?
6'5".
Big motherfucker.
He's a big motherfucker. Bald, fucking massive tribal tattoo on his entire arm. He's only like 10 years older than me, but he's just grabs me by like the back of the neck, shoulder, and he's like, ha. So they poured me a shot, and I'm like, fine, fuck it, fine, I'll do it. I'm like, I only wanted one. Bueller only wanted one.
Yeah, just one drink.
He's like, well, I mean, your name's up on the board, so I'm like, all right, cool, whatever.
Is Bueller the one that put your name on the board?
Probably.
Yeah, you don't know for sure.
You don't know for sure. Yeah, he's acting like,
oh, what do you know? Your name's on the board.
And I don't mean this. I don't mean to be rude, but you seem like kind of an asshole, okay?
Me? Yeah.
I'm just saying, there could be multiple people that put your name on the board.
Well, he said it, right? His name's never been on the board.
I've put other people's names on the board.
You have
all the other Dragos. Yeah.
You have people in your life that love you.
Yeah.
I think if your name is on the good side of the board, that's a pity.
You're trying to get laid.
That's a pity.
No, you're trying to get laid is what
it is. That's when you go buy yourself Moscow Mules and you bring a date there that's never been there and be like, hey, oh my God, like all my homies love me. Look at that. We can get free drinks all night. No, I took that shot and I just sat with it, still hung over from the night before. Even though I had drinks, the drinks had like caught up to me being on the right level again. Sat there for a couple seconds and grabbed some water, took a couple sips of water, walked outside, thought it was good, walked back inside, looked at the drink that I had, and walked right back outside around the corner.
Started vomiting.
Into the alleyway and started vomiting.
Throwing up bone marrow and caviar.
Yeah, bone marrow. bone marrow.
Jaeger.
Caviar. Jaeger.
Bone marrow. Jaeger.
Pork chops. Yeah. All the sides.
Were you thinking when that was happening, were you upset about the money that you were vomiting out? Because that would have been the first thing in my mind. I'm like, I just spent so much money on that shit.
Well, I mean...
I'm just a cheap bastard.
When you call Huey over the great white phone, you're sitting there in the middle of dry heaving, thinking, this is costing me so much.
Goddamn right.
You tell me that's what you're doing?
Yes.
You are a cheap cunt.
Yep.
Damn it.
Frugal.
At that time, we knew every single person that worked in that area, every manager, every GM, every bartender.
Right.
So
you're in the alley, but you're not like super worried. You're just
But the money aspect, didn't spend that much money.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
I think so far in the night, I'm only out $50 because it was a tip.
Yeah. For sure.
Because it was a tip.
Yeah.
So where does this go from here? Because the story is just another drink, and I have to imagine.
Just one drink.
Just one drink.
There's two more bars.
Yikes.
Actually, three. So, next one was around the corner to Bar Louie. Everybody has Bar Louie's, which incidentally is where I met my wife 3 nights before while I was bar backing actually that night. She sat in front of me, talked all night, exchanged numbers, went out two days later and been together ever since, which is weird after I show you the picture. So we go to Bar Louie.
Follow us on Instagram.
Because I'm like, you can't do it. He's like, here's some water. He's like, I'm going to stop. Let's stop over here. Just say hi. And then we'll head back. Like, all right, cool.
One more drink.
Go to Bar Louie, sit on the patio, and I'm just like, I'm fucking done. And he brings me out a beer. So I'm like, I guess I'm just going to drink the beer. And then a shot. And another beer.
I mean, your stomach's empty now. I mean, boot and rally.
Yeah.
You know?
Leave Bar Louie, go back to the place we got food. got more bone marrow, did another bone marrow luge, and more drinks. Got back to Morrissey's at, oh, it was probably like 1:58. I said I wanted to be back at my house. I got there, we got there like 7. I wanted to be back to my house by the latest 10 o'clock.
And it's 1:58. When do you work the next day?
Yes, double.
Wait, oh, so you open?
Or 10.
10 in the morning?
Yeah.
So you've got limited time now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're already working on borrowed time.
Oh, I called in.
You son of a bitch.
I 100% did because
did you call in right then?
Like I called
in at 1:58 in the morning.
I text my boss at 5 a.m. said, I'm not coming. And I sent him the picture and he's like, yep, you're not coming.
Wait, what happened between 2 and 5?
We're getting there. We're getting there.
We're getting there. Went back to Morrissey's. And it's about 1:58. Just get another round, drinking, and then I start stumbling to the bathroom and was in the bathroom throwing up for...
Again.
But an hour and a half, okay, 2 hours.
How are you throwing up? Are you standing and puking? Are you on your knees?
You'll see.
Oh.
Oh, we'll see.
See, I thought he's texting his wife.
I was wondering what was going on over there.
I get this picture yesterday. Or the next day.
Oh, no. The shirt makes it so much worse.
Oh.
You cut off little
No. It's just a tank top, but there was a flannel over the top of it beginning of the night.
Can I see that again?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You
look at the despair.
I will say this. If there is a positive, one, the bathroom is clean.
Oh, yeah. No, clean
the
bathroom.
The seat's down.
Too. One, the bathroom is clean. And number two, you're having a great hair day.
Super great hair day.
You really are having a nice hair day.
Yeah, nice hair day. I'm looking good.
You look sexy as shit.
I feel
the arms
horrible.
The tatties.
Yep.
But yeah,
they're all still there. I still have them.
But, everything else though is excreting from your body.
Yeah.
Like you are. Well, your soul is in the bowl.
Yeah, my soul is in the bowl.
Just my soul is in the bowl.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I vomited out my ex one time. I understand what you're talking about.
It,
really.
it was really, really bad. So the next day, I don't even remember how I got home.
Yeah.
It was like 5 a.m. and I was leaving the bar. That's with a beer in my hand. Because I think I got it out of somebody's trunk. After we were like left the bar, like after it was closed,
a window.
No, it was a friend's trunk. By the way, this is Minnesota in October, so it's chilly.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I text my boss, I'm like, I'm not coming in. And
yeah,
like,
good on you. Good on you.
And then I text my wife with that picture.
And wait, but she's not your wife at the same time, right?
No, she weird. Like, this, how, like, I met her 3 days before.
Wow. On purpose or inadvertently you text her that?
Not on purpose.
No, you were horny is what it was.
No, on purpose. I was like,
look how cool I am. I throw him in the toilet.
She was texting me all night, like, how is the night going? Like, how you guys feeling?
I miss you.
It was.
We had so much fun the other night.
Yeah, it was like incoherent. And then it was like a.
So are you still alive?
It was like a what? Text, and then I text her that when I woke up, and I was like, this. She's like, oh, okay. That's why I couldn't understand anything you were saying. I'm like, yep. And then she still went on another date with me.
And that's how you knew. I'm surprised she didn't text back right then after you sent that picture. I do.
Oh, I mean, I would have. So, yeah, that was...
My God.
That was my one more drink.
Just one drink.
Just one more.
I think what we're all thinking here is how did Bueller make it out of the evening?
Oh, he was fucked also.
Yeah. Also fucked.
Yeah, he didn't puke on the floor or in the toilet.
Oh, he's the one who took the picture, I'm assuming. Yeah.
He took the picture.
Yeah. I mean, he's a big boy. He could drink a little bit more than you, I imagine.
Have you ever seen Bueller in that state before? You have.
Yeah, I don't have pictures because I'm not a dick.
Yeah, fuck you, Bueller.
You're what's called a good friend.
Yeah, well, I'm a good friend. Yeah. But I've gotten to that point.
You know, that's the thing is if you do have to hurl into a toilet, you prefer to be, you know, 5'10 to 6'1. You don't want to have to be 6'5 because
no,
at that
it's too
point,
big. You hit door frames.
You're just hugging around.
You hit door frames at that point in time.
It's too much toilet. It's too much man for one toilet.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Like, this may not track with anybody. Fuck being good. I'm a bad bitch. Sorry, when I see my nails.
It's because the nails.
Do you like it? Is it is exactly
he got the nails done, or did he turn into a boss ass bitch?
Yeah,
bitch,
he lost. Bitch, he lost. Bitch.
Do you listen to Modest Mouse?
I have listened to Modest, but which he's song like, specifically?
Good times are killing me. Have one.
The good times are killing
have
me.
Have one. Have 20 more. One more.
Yeah, have 20 more. One more.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking this whole time because it's just that's how it goes. Like,
and in it all, the good times are killing me.
Yeah, I fucking love.
I have been caught with the I'll just do one more, an umpteenth amount of times after that, but never to that extent.
Yeah,
I've never. I'll do just one more to the point where I'm throwing up in the bar I work at's bathroom. And
you're not going to puke in a stranger's toilet.
Yeah.
The nights that we tell the war stories about are always the nights where it's like there's some point along the proceedings where you're like, I had nothing left. And then we went to three more bars.
After Hammer and Sickle, I had nothing left in me. And I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I knew I was already just gone.
Well,
I did only brown out, though.
We appreciate your resolve. Yeah. We appreciate your resolve because it's
So we were so excited for today. Story. Yesterday, we did three episodes, which are like 2 to 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Fucking a ton of fun, but like there's structure. We have.
You gotta do stuff.
Today it's just tell us a good fucking story.
Yeah.
But
it's because you two are hungover today.
Yes. Well, I was hungover. To be fair, I was hungover yesterday too.
Thank you.
So, but you and fucking Zach and fucking Matt and fucking James and fucking Jason. We need to have all of you on the show, like to truly do it justice.
I mean, this seriously, we're not fucking blowing smoke up your ass. Like, a lot of times we do Boilermakers with non-industry people.
Oh yeah,
because it's a part of our show where we say we don't care if you're in the industry.
Just
one good bar story. You got a great drinking story. Let's do it. Let's put it on wax. But for all four of you today, man. You deserve your own episodes.
Exactly.
We could not talk to you enough. Like, this isn't, you know, this is a format that Mike and I are
going
to enjoy.
Yeah, you were making noise during fucking James's episode.
Dude, how fucking crazy that
was. Well, oh, no, I just came in on the tail end of James's with the Ramos Gin Fizz.
Yes.
I heard, all I heard was like, and it took me forever to make it. They were like, oh, I'll never ask you to make that again. And he was like, that one's on me, which done that. Cool. I've never bought anybody Ramos Gin Fizz. I've usually tried to charge them double if I can. Yeah, but when I was over at the bar and I was like, yeah, he's talking about Ramos. He's talking about Gin Fizzes. Yeah. Fuck that.
He knew.
Fuck that.
PTSD. Yeah. Flashbacks. Yeah.
But no, we're gonna have you on the regular show if you feel up for it.
Too many stories. I've been bartending since I was 18.
We're gonna have you on for one more drink, and we're gonna have you
just one more drink.
We're gonna have you teach us how to make it too. But man, what an unbelievable time, Ethan. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that particular story. I usually like to tell our listeners to fuck off, but I think we can all agree, Bueller, you can literally fuck off, dude.
Yes, Bueller can fuck off.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening along and thanks for drinking along. We hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, we release new episodes every couple of weeks. Big shout out to our friends at Trauma Parlor, whose song Fast One you heard throughout the show. Go check them out on Facebook and Spotify and show them some love.
Damn straight. And if you want to be one of our barflies, check out our website at brpdrinkalong.com. Or
we have a website?
That's right. We have a website. Thank you so much, recording daddy, Stefan, the fucking man.
Media daddy.
The media daddy.
It's really cool. Go check it out.
Yeah, the man behind that is truly making the show go. And if you aren't just checking it out the website, you can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at BRP Drink Along. That's where you can check out everything we are doing, become a Patreon member, and shop the merch store. You can listen along anywhere you get your podcasts, but just make sure you please give us 5 stars, you know, or fuck off. Your ratings help us grow the show, reach new listeners, and immortalize your favorite local bartenders. And plus, Mike and I really, really need the personal validation.
Yeah, it's been a while, guys. We're getting back into the saddle here, so, you know, give us some love. You don't have to. Fuck you. I don't care. Now, for all of you shit talkers out there, I'm just kidding. I love you. Now, for all of you shit talkers out there, it's your turn on the microphone. We've set up a bartender rant hotline called The Suggestion Box, where you can air your grievances, tell your stories, or just rant about the bullshit you just put up with. Just dial 423-763-7268 and drop a line. Steve and I will play the best of the bunch and react to your crazy stories on this new segment. So the next time the bar business has you saying, fuck me, just dial 423-P-O-D-R-A-N-T.
No doubt. And Mike, just really quickly, I haven't prepped Mike on this. Would you mind singing the 423 Pod Rant jingle for the people? We won't do it every time, but this is our first outro since you wrote the jingle.
Oh, we're actually going to have it put together, but it's like, okay. When customers, managers, coworkers bite, whether it's a Monday or a Saturday night, if the service industry has got you saying, fuck me, call 423-P-O-D-R-E-N-T.
Hell yes. I love it. It's so perfect. And if you guys want to be one of our executive producers,
a.k.a. one of our bozels,
please subscribe to the Bartender Rant Podcast on Patreon, where you'll get access to all of our bonus content, you'll be the first in line for early releases, and you'll get your name and drink of choice shouted out during halftime. Our executive producers are the fuel that helps us grow the show and keep interviewing local bartenders around the world. So until next time, don't just listen along,
drink along.
What is that?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Juicer?
Okay, fair enough. What is it? They're not here for you.
Sorry, what is that sound in this bar that we're commandeering for the whole day?
No, I'm sorry. I'll get a little cavalier.
I'm getting real sick of this place.